Conservation and hunting groups are concerned about Governor Greg Gianforte's decision in his proposed budget not to distribute revenue from recreational cannabis to the Habitat Montana program. The 2020 initiative legalizing cannabis for recreational use set aside tax revenue for conservation on state public lands through programs such as Habitat Montana. The program has been around since 1987. Mike Penfold is a retired employee of the U.S. Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management. He says he's disappointed the governor has not included tax revenue from cannabis for Habitat Montana in his budget.
Habitat Montana has been really effective at conservation easements that protect wildlife habitat and sometimes provide public access on private land, but also allow the private land activities to continue.
Gianforte's proposal includes $12 million for Habitat Montana, which is an increase from the last budget cycle, but eliminates about $30 million in projected cannabis tax revenue. A spokesperson for the governor says Gianforte continues to focus on the state's public lands, but wants the cannabis revenue to be used to serve veterans, strengthen treatment services, and boost law enforcement. Political director for Montana Conservation Voters Molly Bell notes that lawmakers in the upcoming legislative session are looking at a near-record surplus for the next 2 years, which makes it even more confounding why a funding source for Habitat Montana is being taken away.
With a $2 billion surplus, and especially since this is something that voters approved, the whole package, that it definitely needs to be reinstated.
About half of the revenue generated from cannabis sales was designed to be set aside for conservation on public lands, according to the voter-approved initiative. Whether that will continue, including for programs such as Habitat Montana, is now up to lawmakers. The 2023 legislative session begins on January 2nd. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.